Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft.
Good morning again, John.
And we had a great conversation with Ann.
We always do.
You know, it's the people that Christina brings onto this program have such a wealth of information to share with the town and the residents of Northampton. It's tremendous. And we're following up, Ann, is with Barbara Nielsen, who is, as of this month, the president of Rebuilding Together Long Island.
Congratulations, Barbara.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I just hope I can step into the shoes and do the job that our previous president has done over 22 years.
Just mention his name. It's a blessing.
His name was Saul Goldstein.
Okay. And actually, I met Saul years ago on when the town of Northampton Project Independence had a TV show. Saul was on it. That's why when we were talking earlier, I said, no, it's a gentleman. And so Barbara takes over as of this month, which is tremendous.
That's correct.
And this is really an absolute great organization.
Thank you very much.
And as opposed to me telling what it is, why don't you just tell me, I know what it is. Tell the audience what Rebuilding does.
Okay. Rebuilding Together Long Island is a nonprofit organization that helps repair homes for the low income, the elderly, the disabled, families with children, and veterans. And we try to help them maintain or regain their independence, keeping them in their homes. The beginning of the organization was 1992 with four people, two couples. They had worked together in Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
Finished the job and decided, what else can we do to help the communities? And it was Saul and Elaine Goldstein and Joe and Roz Butkin. At that time, they decided that they would start something to do to help the people stay in their homes.
Can you give us some examples of the kinds of things that are still done?
Okay. What we do is we build wheelchair ramps. We do small plumbing and electrical repairs. We weather strip homes, whether it's the windows, the doors, replacing doors we can do. We replace windows if necessary. We do other home maintenance needs, addressing safety risks or limited access conditions, such as a disabled person may need grab bars. That disabled person may not be able to get into his bathroom with his wheelchair. So we watch, hopefully widen the bathroom doors,
right,
and the exit doors for fire purposes,
right.
Of course. You know.
This is another situation. You call 311, and 311 has social workers in every area that if you would call in having a question about something in your home, and there's two levels. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we had Try-On, which are the people that would come to clean the gutters and help you move something from one shelf to another. They're not going to put the grab bar up.
No.
Rebuilding is going to do the grab bar. And they would come in, you would send a representative in through the town and see that, like we had talked earlier, maybe you need a banister to get up the stairs safely.
Correct.
That's correct. What would be done.
Yeah.
How experienced are these people that come? Who are they, actually?
They're all volunteers. The majority of them are retired between the ages of 50 and 80. So we don't climb a lot of ladders and get
okay,
up
that's
and
fine.
Fix
You only
groups.
Go up to the first floor as far as a gutter is concerned.
It depends.
But,
basically, it depends upon the problem in the house and the necessity for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have people who are all alone. There's a 93-year-old lady that I know, and I've been speaking with her for many months. She had a break-in, and in that break-in, they broke the pipes because they took the copper out of the house while she was in the hospital. And the big problem was those pipes leaked. Well, she's 93 years of age, lives alone. What is she going to do? She had no idea what was going on behind her walls. And as it turned out, 8 months later, she was able to get mold remediation paid for, but by that time it was too late. And I just recently found out that the framing on the first floor, this was a split level, the framing on the first floor is now stained so badly that they're talking about getting someone else in to take care of the wood before we can come in and do the drywall. We cannot do the drywall on top of something
that still has
mold.
You do something as extensive as drywall?
Oh, yes. We do. Drywall is sheetrock, and then we finish with the spackling and the taping and the spackling and then the painting. So we do that.
And you have always done that, or is this something?
Yes, we have always done that. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe it started out with wheelchair ramps to help the disabled, but we have gone beyond that because we see the problems that the older people have and determined and independent so much that they want to stay in their home forever. They do not want to go to a nursing home, and they do not want to be a burden to their children.
Right.
And some don't have anyone, as this woman that I just described has no one. Mm-hmm. She has a neighbor. That's all she's got.
Where does your funding come from?
Our funding,
because you're not just in the town of North Hampton, you're all over Long Island.
We are Nassau and Suffolk County, and our funding comes from private donations, grants, foundations. That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all we have.
And how is it determined, or is it determined, what a person pays? If you're coming into a senior's home.
Yes.
But the senior can pay. I mean, like, is everything for free?
You don't ask
whatsoever. My point is, you say, well, this is a very nice house.
Yeah.
You probably have money.
What we do is, I'll explain it from the beginning, and I think it'll make a little
more
sense. What we do is a person calls in to our office.
Okay.
We fill out a telephone inquiry. That telephone inquiry goes to a home visit supervisor, either in Nassau or Suffolk County. I'm the Suffolk County one as of the moment, so. And what we do is we make an arrangement to go to the house, make the appointment, we speak to the people, we have them fill out an application and a homeowner's agreement that they agree that they won't sue us, because we are doing this for no cost for materials or labor. We write a home visit report. We send it in to the office, and the construction manager decides who shall go out and take a look further. We're not construction people because we're all women. The home visitors are women only because it's much easier for another person,
access,
an elderly
yes,
person
yes.
especially, to gain access in the home. Mm. They feel much more comfortable rather than having a man standing at their door who is a stranger.
Right.
So that person, that construction person comes in. He already knows the type of person because it's written in the report.
Right.
And he also has an idea of what they need. Now, we have a checklist, a two-page checklist. The home visitor goes through the entire house, attic to basement.
Okay.
We check to see the type of need. If it's for a disabled person, we make sure we might be able to widen the bathroom door or an access door. If they need a wheelchair ramp, we'll put that down. If they need grab bars in the hallway or in the bathroom, we put that down. We make sure that they have CO alarms. We make sure that they have fire extinguishers near their kitchen. We make sure that we have smoke alarms in the proper areas.
Right.
We don't provide them, but we tell them, and we assure them that that is a necessity. So the safety and the risk factors are always addressed at the same time as we try to see what the repairs are. The gentleman that's going to come in and take a look, he will review what we have written And if he sees anything else, or if he sees that we cannot do that job, he will tell the homeowner, this is what we can do, this is what we cannot do, but there's a possibility we can recommend someone who can do it.
Okay.
All right. But of course, that's at a cost.
Right, right. The other
right.
person.
But everything we do is at no cost whatsoever.
And do you ask for financials or something? Or?
Yes. Okay. The home visitor asks for their financials. And what we do is we make sure that they're the homeowner
right.
by the property tax. We make sure that we have a bank statement, which will probably show Social Security and possibly a pension.
Right. Okay.
So we want to check their income. We have guidelines for the income. Now,
what would they be?
The guidelines are $40,000 for a single person and $5,000 for each person thereafter who lives
in the
home.
Okay.
If it's a renter, if there is a renter in the home, and a lot of times the older people feel that that's a necessity, they rent a room, then I would need a rent receipt because that is
income.
Part of the income.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does
that's
one
tremendous.
Do it? John has made mention a few moments ago about calling 311 and they're calling you. Mm-hmm. Can you call you directly as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would you like to give a telephone number? And is it the same in Nassau County?
Yes. Nassau or Suffolk County. Mm-hmm. They can call 631-777-7894. We also have a website, www.rebuildingtogetherlongisland.org.
Okay. And a 516 number?
No, just that
okay.
one number.
Just a 631. Okay.
Absolutely.
What we're going to do now is we're going to get ready to take a break. This is tremendous information, but Barbara's staying with us. So when we come back, we'll have more information for you on Rebuilding Together Long Island. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.